I know that when the people who are doing the master's degree in journalism here, they really push them hard on the job front. They literally will arrange interviews for people, like on their behalf, job interviews, wow, because they know that it's such a difficult market out there. And those opportunities do exist. They're real, but you have to be kind of a hustler to get them. And I do think that hustling is going to be a really big part of it in some ways, you know, and it doesn't have to be like, I mean, hustling is kind of an intense word, but like it doesn't
in the
good
sense.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a traditional 9-to-5, you know, not that that exists, but a traditional job at a newspaper, being an anchor or being, you know, a staff writer. Although those do still exist now, but it could be, you know, starting MASHcast and, you know, frantically connecting people. It could look like what Roman Mars did, where he crowdfunded his radio program. You have to basically figure out ways to make money. I mean, a lot of these things are, I worked for VoiceBox, which is another radio show that was successfully run by one woman at KLW. And she got funding from various different arts organizations around San Francisco and independent donors. Storytelling Project is partially funded by an independent donor. All that kind of stuff, you know, you just have to kind of make it work these days. And mm-hmm. I don't know if that's going to change. I don't know that if it's going to go more in the direction of kind of making it work and scrabbling things together. But I do think that it is still very possible, and that there are lots of different new ways to make it be possible, thanks to like crowdfunding platforms is a huge example of that. And just being able, you know, I think there's more of a culture now of being able to just reach out to people via email, via a careful email, asking for advice or asking for support in different ways. So I do think it's possible, but I am like, honestly, as a 25-year-old who's hoping to make a career out of this, I think it's a little bit scary, and it's okay to be scared.